journey. Name is Damone. Today's topic is how you're going to get something if you don't know exactly what you want. This topic came to me the other day. Basically was sitting down thinking of all my past trainings and ways how I was acquiring things, and I was listening to this YouTube video, and there's a teacher basically was saying how we can't forget our basics. The basics, you know, how, in other words, how Bruce Lee said it best was, he didn't fear the guy that knew 1,000 kicks, but he feared the guy that perfected that one kick or that one punch. And with that, and going on my art journey on my path, I've noticed, you know, I will learn something, and I'm off to something else. I learn something, then I'm off to something else. So that I was thinking about basically the basics. You know what I mean? The basics is like just the basic overall things that will help you get to your goals much quicker and faster. This is probably one of the best techniques overall, is this visualization technique. Very simple. And if you can master it, it does supreme wonders. I'm also going to share today, too, this technique that I've created. It might have been somewhere, maybe in the past, I lost in antiquity, but a simple technique to improve visualization, I'm going to say 100-fold. That's how great this technique is. Anyway, after watching that, I went back and I went outside and I started visualization again. I said I started visualizing where I wanted to be in life and everything. This visualization was probably one of the most profound ones where I got into the state and I felt it and I was there. So much so that when I returned my eyes, and when I came back, I felt out of place being here. And with that, I was like, oh my gosh, maybe there's something where I'm over there and in this perfectly present tense of another dimension, or it's going to bring me closer through the law of attraction. But returning back, that feeling of just being that feeling of just like, wow, I was there literally. It changed everything on visualization for me. So I went back and I did that for like a whole hour. I did some visualizations that night till my head started hurting. So right after that, I went back inside. Things like that. So the next day, you know, I wanted to do it, but I didn't get to do it how I wanted, because I was a little afraid of the headache or something that occurred last time. But I said, all right, I'm going to try to visualize again. This was in the morning time. Didn't go well, you know. So I went about that day. That same day, I'm good with scratch outs for some reason. But anyway, I was off for a minute. I brought a scratch off ticket and won $100. This was something that passed one of my visions that I had in the meditation or the visualization that I had the night before. So I'm like, oh my gosh, just the simpleness. You know, instead of always having to go profound and deep, the little things like just visualization and knowing exactly what you want in life. So with that, I'm gonna also say, write down what you want in life. You want, you need, your desires. And be specific on them. Write your goals, your wants, the way you see yourself in the future. Write all of that stuff out. And be specific. This will also help in visualization on where you want to go. But I don't really like to say where you want to go, because it's like putting it in a future tense. I like to speak it in the present. So where do you want to go now? Where do you want to be at? You know, it's a different energy when you use it in the present tense. Because that's all we can be in, is in the present tense all the time. Visualization. And here is the biggest secret of visualization right here. Are you ready? The biggest secret to visualization is your smell sense. Let me repeat that. One of the biggest ways of increasing your visualization skills is through your sense of smelling. Let me elaborate on that. The breath. When you breathe in, when you breathe out, the nose is always first thing involved. The breath goes in, and you can expel it out of your mouth or whatever. You can also breathe it into your mouth, but it's connected to the nostrils still. The smell. When you can visualize or imagine a smell while doing a visualization technique, listen, this is like some groundbreaking stuff right here. It is very deep and profound. Let's see. When you're in a house, have you ever been in a brand new house? Close your eyes, you can visualize that smell. It smells like a nice soft paint. It might smell like wood. It might smell like cleaning products. This, that. That is you smelling, and visualization and visualizing when you're smelling. This brings you in much closer. This is like very groundbreaking. So you smell your environment. You smell where you're at. When you want a car, have you been in a new car before? The smell of a new car. So when you're visualizing yourself in a brand new car, you imagine the smell of the car when you're visualizing, and then you can bring in the other senses. But first, that smell sense, it brings you there, and everything else falls in place. So when you visualize, you try to smell, and your vision, those are like the first one or two that come up together. And after that, you imagine how it will feel. And all that. And the taste and everything like that is last. But your scent of smell and touch. Your scent, the sense of smell and vision is the top two in visualization. The smell. I don't know why that one is it, but trust me when I tell you this. This is profound and deep knowledge right here that I'm sharing. The smell. some new clothes. You know what new clothes smell like? You will smell yourself in new clothes, or have that fragrance you have on. How would you smell? And then you go from there. Your environment. What are your environment? When you're at the beach, you smell the ocean. I mean, when I visualize my house, it's on the intracoastal. So when I visualize, when I'm in the backyard visualizing, I smell the grass in the backyard. I can smell the salt water. I can smell the scent of one of my girls walking by me. I can smell that Victoria's Secret body, Bath and Body Works, whatever they like to put on their bodies. I smell it when they walk by. All of that is vital in visualization. Very vital. Your sense of smell is one of the greatest keys to visualization. Use it. I wanted to share this so much. I'm glad I was able to just do this this quick episode. It actually didn't turn out too quick now. It's about 11 minutes and changing. But the scent of smell and then your visualization teamed together. Oh my gosh. Get ready for some groundbreaking stuff. You're going to be what you visualize and feel, it's gonna come much closer. But don't sit there and just basically sit down and visualize and think things are gonna fall in your freaking lap, because it's not. Everything is in life an arm's reach away, but it takes you to take action. So don't get it twisted and believe that you can just sit there and things will come. Yeah, sometimes it might happen like that, but it's very few and in between. The truth is, use this visualization technique teamed with action will bring you to your results even faster. How about that? Anyway, this is Ramon clearing up. Has been another great episode of Our Journey. Till next time.